It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new poll shows a political divide among Colorado parents when it comes to mask mandates in schools. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
83% of Democrats surveyed say kindergarten through 12th graders should wear masks in school, while 79% of Republican parents disagree with mask mandates. Ryan Winger is with the Colorado-based polling firm Magellan Strategies, which polled 516 parents.
It's almost like you feel expected to take a certain position on it based on your other political leanings.
But including those who are unaffiliated, Colorado parents were evenly split on masks. And the poll showed a slight majority of parents approved of the way schools addressed COVID last year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Today is the second anniversary of the fatal arrest of Elijah McClain by police in Aurora. A grand jury is investigating the officer's actions. Colorado's attorney general is also reviewing the Aurora Police Department to look for patterns of discrimination. A lawsuit by McClain's family appears to be nearing resolution. The effort to create a permanent camping area for unhoused people near Durango is being taken over by La Plata County. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The city does have an authorized camping area. It was set up several years ago as a temporary solution, but no permanent site has ever been identified. Now the Durango Herald reports the county is stepping in. La Plata's county manager told commissioners that staff have not found a better year-round location yet. According to the Herald, both campers and the city favor making the temporary site permanent, but the county is concerned about issues like safety and sanitation. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado is getting another military space program. Space Force, the new sixth branch of the military, has decided to locate its Space Training and Readiness Command at Peterson Space Force Base in Colorado Springs. At least for now, STARCOM, as it's known, will train future members of Space Force. The base already houses the National Security Space Institute, another military space training program. This is CPR News.